It may seem strange to read that there was a library underneath Madame Lulu's table, but as the Baudelaire orphans knew, there are almost as many kinds of libraries as there are kinds of readers. The children had encountered a private library at the home of Justice Strauss, who they missed very much, and a scientific library at the home of Uncle Monty, who they would never see again. They had seen an academic library at Prufrock Preparatory School and a library at Lucky Smell's lumber mill that was understocked, a word which here means empty except for three books. There are public libraries and medical libraries, secret libraries and forbidden libraries, libraries of records and libraries of auction catalogues, and there are archival libraries, which is a fancy term for a collection of files and documents rather than books. Archival libraries are usually found at universities, museums, or other quiet places, such as underneath a table, where people can go and examine whatever papers they like in order to find the information they need. The Baudelaire orphans gazed at the enormous piles of papers that were stuffed underneath the table and realized that Madame Lulu had an archival library that just might contain the information they were looking for. "Look at all this," Violet said. "There are newspaper articles, magazines, letters, files, photographs, all sorts of documents. Madame Lulu tells people to close their eyes and concentrate, and then she looks through all this material and finds the answers." "And they can't hear her shuffling paper," Klaus said, "over the hum of the lightning device." "It's like taking a test," Violet said, "with all the answers hidden in your school desk."
"Cheat," Sunny said.
"It is cheating," Klaus said, "but maybe her cheating can help us. Look, here's an article from the Daily Punctilio. Village of foul devotees to participate in new guardian program," Violet said, peering over his shoulder at the headline. "The Council of Elders announced yesterday that they would care for the troublesome Baudelaire orphans," Klaus read, "as part of the city government's new program inspired by the aphorism, 'It takes a village to raise a child.'" "That's how Count Olaf found us," Violet said. "Madame Lulu pretended that the crystal ball told her where we were, but she just read it in the newspaper." Klaus flipped through a pile of paper until he saw his own name on a list. "Look," he said, "it's a list of new students at Prufrock Preparatory School. Somehow Madame Lulu got a hold of it and passed on the information to Olaf."
"Us,"
Sunny said, showing a photograph to her siblings. Violet and Klaus looked at it and saw their sister was right. The youngest Baudelaire had found a small, blurry photograph of the three Baudelaires sitting on the edge of Damocles' dock, where they had arrived for their stay with Aunt Josephine. In the background they could see Mr. Poe reaching his hand out to call for a taxi, while Violet stared glumly into a paper sack. "Those are the peppermints Mr. Poe gave us," Violet said quietly. "I'd almost forgotten about those." "But who took this?" Klaus asked. "Who was watching us that day?"
"Back,"
Sunny said, and turned the photograph over. On the back, someone had written something in messy handwriting the children could scarcely read.
"I think it says, 'This might be hopeful,'" Klaus said.
"Or helpful,"
Violet said.
"This might be helpful.
And it's signed with one initial. I think it's an R. Or maybe a K.
But who would want a photograph of us?" "It gives me the shivers to think that someone took our picture when we didn't know it," Klaus said. "That means someone could be taking our photograph at any moment." The Baudelaires looked around hurriedly, but could see no photographer lurking in the tent. "Let's calm down," Violet said. "Remember the time we watched a scary movie when our parents were out for the evening and we were jumpy for the rest of the night? Every time we heard a noise, we thought vampires were breaking into the house to take us away.